Blog Talk Radio.
Ron Yarbrough, you here?
You know I am.
Ron Yarbrough. How's it going, man?
Hey, you know me, man. I'm as peaceful
okay.
as can be.
Okay.
as can be. Please believe.
Okay. You're on slow motion for real. I like that slow
what
motion.
What a week.
I love it.
What the past two weeks since we... Since we last had the show, great times.
Yeah, absolutely. And for your listeners, thank you for guys joining the Blog Talk Radio, Steve Anderson Radio Show, and all pro, all yours, Ron Yarbrough, from Chicago's finest. When they made the finest and smoothest, they made Yarbrough. So Ron Yarbrough.
Make me feel good, man.
No constructive. Hey, that's no constructive criticism. That's just the truth, right there. You know what I mean? So yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah. I know there's a lot of sad historians from last night, right?
Man,
from the game,
sick. I have two neighbors. One is from Louisiana, so and he's right by New Orleans. So he's obviously a Saints fan. Well, not obviously, but he's a Saints fan. And my other neighbor is from here in Houston. So it was nonstop going back and forth all the way to the kicker, kick that last second field goal. It's like, oh man, that was
right.
wild and crazy, man.
Right.
Wild and crazy. That was
it was
a beautiful game, man.
It was beautiful.
Oh yeah, man. Which call are you talking about? Offense or defense? Please.
No,
offense or defense?
No, I'm talking about the punter. How he just, I mean, did he get an Academy Award
kicker?
For that action or what? Yeah, he got an award. That was good.
Yeah.
I mean, he touched him.
Hey, flopping. Ain't no flopping in football, but for the punter, it's a little different.
Oh, yeah.
It's a little different.
Absolutely.
Yeah, man. And for all the football players. Go ahead.
You said punter, football player, what, with the punter now?
I was going to say, not just for the football players, but for the fans that are out there. This was one heck of a opening week, man. I can't remember a week one like this since I've watched football.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of great action, a lot of great action going on this week for the first week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Football is back officially.
Football is officially back. So, for your listeners, we're going to I'm going to read out a few deals I want you guys to check out for as businesses and et cetera. If you guys in the area have problems with your tires, want to change tires, or like I say, any problems with them, go to Dinosaur Tire. And you can reach these guys at Dinosaur Tire at 954-772-5585. Address 4501 North Dixie Highway, Oakland Park, Florida, 33334. And Dinosaur. And the reason we call it Dinosaur. So Dinosaur Tire. I'm not even right now. I'm in Mississippi, actually. But Dinosaur Tire, check those guys out. Those guys are good. Also, too, you guys get a chance, go to, if you're for your golfers, even wanting to get into the game, go to SwitchGripsUSA.com on R&D Golf. These guys are serious. And this last week, I suppose I'm posting some info on the R&D, the brand, the golf clubs. It's not anything better. You can have certain golf clubs you want to play with, but these guys know what they're talking about. They know what they're doing. You have to check it out. We just got tied up in the hurricane. Hurricane played games and joking around, but I'm glad it wasn't joking around and. Was at Bahamas, but for Florida, where I was at, we had an evacuation warning, and was fortunate that it didn't hit us. But yeah, bro, that ordeal in Bahamas, man, that's just awful. That's awful. And we must make sure, and from us, you know, it's the Steve Anderson Radio Show, Ron Yarbrough, of course.
Yeah.
We give prayer,
peace and
prayer
blessings to everybody.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, prayers to those families. Sometimes if you want to say that you're from the United States and want to brag about what we do, well, this is time to do it. But we're not doing what we say we do. You know, a lot of times, you know, we have halfway. Sometimes we do some things, but sometimes, I mean, you know, the extra helps. If we can push it for the states, we can do. When are we doing some things? But if we can do a little bit more in this situation, I think that would be a blessing for those people and whatnot. Also, too, make sure you guys, for your family members or if you're in pain, be young, for your pets, Stevie Helps.me. Okay, you can go to www.steviehelps.me. A CBD pure oil, okay? It works. It's the real deal. Works for me. You guys should try it out and see for yourself, see how you feel better. But for me, it's doing a really good job. Even though I still have, I've had slight pains versus years ago, I was in tremendous pain. And you know, too, Jaguar, as a football player, a lot of times you struggle. These are the stories, that the untold stories they don't talk about, the former players. As a professional receiver, you know, you and I, we took many hits. We took hits when we were supposed to take hits. And from headaches to your arthritis in your fingers, and even just your ankle sore, everything in your body is just sore. We've been living with pain, and we think it's okay.
Knees.
We're not even talking about forgetfulness and memory. Matter of fact, I was the topic tonight for your listeners is, why do people struggle today with constructive criticism? Let me tell you something. I was on the computer, and I kept writing down destructive criticism. Okay? And I was going for a while, too. I thought I had it going. I thought I was on track and everything. I look back. I think I'm not talking about no destructive criticism. So that's what I was saying. Your mind, they say your mind is a terrible thing to waste. They want, that's a real deal. We used to laugh about it when we was younger, right? but when, you know, your mind, and then two, when it's been hindered a certain way, it doesn't help anyway. So this topic today for your listeners, we're gonna get to the topic. Why do people struggle today with constructive criticism? First of all, I'm gonna go out, Yarbrough. I'm gonna read the definition of constructive criticism. It said, is a process of offering valid and well-reasoned opinions about the work of others. Okay, usually involving both positive and negative comments in a friendly manner rather than an oppositional one. So you go along with that definition, right? About the positive work of others, you really boost them up, but a lot of times, it's a thin line to most people. And a lot of us, especially working around even our own boss, in a sense, we fear to give them constructive criticism because it's a thin line. But we, as the show go along, we're going to give you different strategies to do so. Also, too, I'm going to go, Yarbrough, into biblical terms of constructive criticism, some actual scriptures. I'm going to give you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, okay? It said, this right here is Proverbs 15, 31 to 33. It said, if you listen to constructive criticism, you will be at home among the wise. I ain't going anywhere, I'm going to say it again. I said, if you listen to constructive criticism, you will be at home among the wise. The reason why I brought this topic up, and I think a lot of people today struggle with the constructive criticism. They feel like they've accomplished their job, what they're doing. They feel like they've reached a certain level. They're comfortable. They have a few things in life. Now, everything I do is right. You can't tell me nothing. I know what I'm doing. So anything you come to me about to correct me, you're wrong. I'm right. But here in the Bible, in the book, whether you believe it or not, in Proverbs, it said on 15th, 31st verse, it said, if you listen to constructive criticism, you will be at home among the wise. And for certain people of us, we feel that, I believe that constructive criticism, we feel, like I said, we feel like we own what we own. Be like, I don't need any direction. I don't need any direction. I have it. And they feel that it's like, who are you to say? But a lot of times when you're walking, you don't know what's on your back when you're walking. You can't see the back of your body when you're walking. It's no different than when you can't see. You can see your shadow, but you can't see yourself. What's behind you? You can't see certain things that happen in your life that you're doing wrong, that you're ahead of to, and someone has to come by and be like, listen, this I want to talk to you about. This is to help you, not hurt you. At the end of the day, it's a blessing that you're getting constructive criticism. but for some reason,
and as we all know, some people receive it differently than others. And what I mean by that is, I can attest for myself as a child versus being a man, you know. And you know, we talk plenty. And I've said this before as well on the show. You hear I didn't say a grown man, okay? Because I classify myself as an adult, all right? Because grown to me means that you don't have any more room to grow, all right? And as long as one thing I learned from my grandma, you know, to keep living, you know, as long as you're living, you're going to be learning. So as far as I know, I'm living, you know, I'm still living, you know, I'm still taking everything. So going back to what I was saying, as a child, if somebody corrected me, I might have took certain offense to it, you know, because I knew, you know, I knew I was right, you know. I got straight A's, you know, I knew it all, you know what I mean? I knew it all.
Right.
That's the kind of kid I was. And if I didn't, I'm going to go look it up and come back and tell you. That's how I was. But being able to receive, see, I was able to put out, but I wasn't able to receive. Okay, and what I mean by that is I was able to, not I wasn't a bossy kid or nothing like that, but I was able to put out information, disseminate information, put it out there, okay, blah, 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 blah. But as far as receiving information, and especially the topic that we're talking about right now, I would get upset. I don't care if it was, well, really, really about the only person that can constructively criticize me, and I just took it, was my father. Okay? But even with him, sometimes I would butt heads with him when it came to that. But as I grew older, and as I, once again, one thing that we have in common that we always talk about is sports. One thing that helped me out a lot was being on a team. Excuse me, being on the team, being in team sports, having to be responsible for not just myself, but for others as well. Just like I'm the oldest of seven. But my brothers, you know, they came along, you know, after a certain period of time in my life. But nevertheless, I started to be able to understand what constructive criticism was about as I started playing on teams. But then also I learned how to adapt with constructive criticism as well, versus me already saying, I know, I know, I know, I know. Even if I did know, I just start accepting after a while. Okay? Now, not everything, because, you know, because sometimes you do have to speak up. But I learned how to accept my constructive criticism and use it constructively, you know, like I said, constructively. So I took what somebody to tell me and I'd fix it if it was necessary, put it that way, versus me fighting it and saying that I know and that being it. So it's a growth process.
Right.
Now, when we talk about now, when we talk about us, we talk about us as adults, and you still get upset about constructive criticism, then once again, we have to look ourselves in the mirror, because as I said before too, don't nobody know everything. You know what I mean? Don't nobody know everything, and no one is perfect.
Right, and that's the thing is too, we did a topic about that, are you ever too raised to listen, and it goes with it's sort of but what you're saying is constructive criticism. You have to understand that you're not always 100% right. Okay, and a lot of things that you think you have right, it can be slightly wrong or it can be advanced, if you just take some type of direction, just to, like, okay, all right, I was in a rush. My mom always used to tell me, my brothers, when she was living, she'd say, whenever you rush, whatever you rush, you're going to miss something. And you know what? Mm-hmm. It's right. You're going to miss something whenever you're in a rush. And a lot of times, it's so easy to get off course. So constructive criticism is only to help us, not to harm us.
Yes.
I'm going to go to, yes, and that kind
it
of
wouldn't be constructive.
Proverbs 15.
You know what I mean?
Right.
It wouldn't be constructive. It would just be criticism.
But a criticism, yes, sir. And you know what? Way back before you and I was born, and someone that listened to us, that was before they was born, before the listeners' grandparents, before they was born, guess what the proverb said on 15:31, 32nd verse? It said, if you reject discipline, you only harm yourself. But if you listen to correction, you grow in understanding. Okay? If you reject discipline, you only harm yourself. But if you listen to correction, you grow in understanding. Okay? Constructive criticism. Okay? Now, if you said, go to 33, it says, fear the Lord teaches fear of the Lord teaches wisdom. Humility precedes honor. Okay? Now, I'm going to go to another down here in Proverbs. It says, 15th chapter, first verse, it said, a gentle answer turns away wrath. Okay, for your listeners, it said a gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs anger. And a lot of times I think, especially with our family members,
mm-hmm.
if the constructive criticism is given, a lot of times we get in defense mode. We either Wonder Woman or we Superman. We're trying to fight back. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We have the shields up, we got the cape up, we're not trying to hear that constructive criticism.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same out in the workforce, the same out with your friends, the same ordeal. And we have to, like you said, we have to take that armor off and listen. Mm-hmm. Listen. Because if you listen, like it said, to constructive criticism, you would be at home among the wise. Don't think that everybody that you see, Yabro, and listeners, mm-hmm. all the elderly people, the elderly females, the elderly men, they all went to constructive criticism and learned so much to become the wizards that they are. But we fall short in this day and time with social media, with believing things that we see. Constructive criticism, it's like you said, it's constructive. You have to listen, pay attention. Listen what someone says. Now, also, too, I'm going to give you some ways on this, best ways. Matter of fact, I'm going to go to the minute. Proverbs 10th chapter 17 verse, and then we're going to go into some feedback on it, different feedbacks, so different strategies. 10th chapter 17 verse, y'all, bro, it said, he is on the path of life who heeds instruction, but he ignores reproof goes astray. Okay? Goes astray.
Mm-hmm.
So constructive criticism is huge. And a lot of times, too, when you said earlier, Yarbo, you said that you say you're a grown man. You used to say you was a grown man. You said that you was you changed it up by saying you was a grown man because you said you don't give your room for it. How'd you say that a while ago? You said you're a grown man. You don't give yourself room for instruction. Right.
Or for growing, period. You know what I mean? Grown is you know, is a finished tense, okay, in the English.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in the English word is a finished tense, you know. So you don't have room to grow, you know, and that means that you cannot grow anymore, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm saying is I consider myself an adult, okay?
Mm-hmm.
versus, you know, we always hear people just like what we was talking about last week, you know, a couple weeks ago, the cursing and all that. People, I'm a grown man, or I'm a grown a woman, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it's not like talking like that. You aren't, you know what I mean?
Right.
So, but what I'm saying is, I classify myself as an adult, you know.
Period.
That's what that comes down to.
Well, see, this is the thing too. Like you say that, but if I found this here saying like taking criticism, okay,
uh-huh.
Taking criticism, okay. Now, if you're taking criticism,
mm-hmm.
The first thing is this is what I found some people at list that said stop your first reaction,
mm-hmm.
Okay, stop your first reaction first. At the first sign of criticism, before you do anything, stop. Okay? Listen. Okay? Remember the benefit of getting feedback.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? The smartest person I know, and the only person I know is smart, the smartest person on this planet is God. Neither one of
mm-hmm.
us. And I don't care if you're a billionaire or a zillionaire, you don't know everything. It doesn't mean that you
mm-hmm.
that you're intelligent. It doesn't mean that you're intelligent either. Okay?
No.
It means you're intelligent. You know, you can go you can go give a lot of people money. You can give a brand new baby money, and guess what? A 5-year-old $1 billion, then what? They don't know anything. So, first of all, don't let certain things justify that they're smart or intelligent than others. You have to listen. One thing, because you're not perfect. That's what we were talking about a while ago. I said, remember the benefit of getting feedback. Think about that, because in life, we're talking about constructive criticism is a positive thing. You want constructive criticism.
Right.
Okay, you want
right.
that. That's
mm-hmm.
a good thing. Listen for understanding.
How can you become better? How can you better
right.
yourself?
Listen for understanding. Mm-hmm. Right. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
if you go, then, you know, another thing, too, at the end of the day, when you're finishing that, and I would say this last one, so that, Any questions to deconstruct the feedback, request time to follow up, and also, too, at the end of the day, what we don't do enough of in this day and time is to say thank you. Thank you for telling me that. Thank you for putting me back on the right direction, right path, because I was off and I didn't know. You hear it many times, you have a lot of workaholics.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they work so hard, and now they're expecting expectations. I think we did a topic about expectation. Expecting their coworkers, I mean their workers, the workers to be just like them. Okay, they want them to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, and start hitting the workforce hard. 4 o'clock, get ready, plan, and be there 2 hours early. Okay, that doesn't mean what you're doing is right, and it doesn't mean that you know everything. You can
mm-hmm.
still miss something. Did I say that a while ago? I said my mom used to tell us, when you're rushing, you're going to miss something. And constructive criticism falls in the same category. Now, first of all, take the shield down, Wonder Woman. Okay? Stop your first reaction. Stop your first reaction, and the first sign of criticism before you do anything. Stop. Stop, Superman. Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
You're not saving the day today. You're hurting the day. Okay? You're hurting the day today,
mm-hmm.
Superman. Listen. Pay attention. And the thing that we do, we don't, like I said, we tend to forget, Yabro, is the benefit. Constructive criticism is a benefit. It's a benefit. And I go right back to what I said that was in the Bible verse. It said if you listen to constructive criticism, you will be at home among the wise. You're in the right position now. You might not know everything, but you're close to it. Anything anyone throw to you, you'll be able to anything that's caused you have the effect of it, you understand why it happened and the reason for it. And that's
mm-hmm.
not for me. That's from Proverbs 15, 31st verse. That's from the book. See, attend a lot of times, y'all, bro, we're in comfort zone, and we feel like we know it. But constructive criticism is a positive thing, especially for the youth. For your youth, understand that you're going to have constructive criticism is a positive thing. It's a positive thing. Take it and run with it. Okay?
Yeah, like you said, constructive criticism. Yeah, constructive criticism.
Okay? Mm-hmm. And, you may find someone, for an example, you may find someone in constructive criticism that I tell you, you may have someone that you tend to always, you pay attention to this person because they may be doing something positive. Not positive, but they're doing something. This particular person may be doing something that, they may be doing something in the school system or workforce. They're doing it, but they're doing it the hard way. They're going the long way around versus like they're missing. They just need to just take this different path on the research that they're moving forward. It's a different path. It's one little notch that they need to tap on. That makes a difference. And you tell them, say, listen, you're going around the long way. If you actually bypass this category and go to this category, it will give you your answer much faster. Okay. And so I'm just here as a friend, just letting you know. Think about it. Check it out. See how it works for you. Check the time out. See how fast you can complete the task now. Not like, girl, you don't know what you're doing. How are you in this position anyway? Who you got in this position? Who you know? You know? I don't know why you apply for this position. I don't know.
Right.
I don't know who you know or why you apply for this position because you're not doing a good job at all.
Mm-hmm.
Bruce is like, man, my buddy should have hired my buddy, but they hired you. I don't know what's going on. They hired anybody now. You know, Now you heard your blessing. Yeah. Now your blessing won't get hurt down the road. You set yourself a failure down the road because guess what? Something's going to happen. You're going to need some help too down the road. Man, I don't know why they hired you. I mean, if you can't do the job, you should be signed to another job. Like, do you understand? How did you get there? You didn't know everything. You have to go through some constructive criticism to get to your position. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm gonna show you something else too in here. Let me give you seven steps to stop taking criticism so personally. Okay? Now, it said, stop and focus your awareness on your emotions before you react. It says, stop and focus your awareness on your emotions before you react. Okay? Try to see yourself from the critic's perspective. And that's where we fall short. If someone tell me, say, yeah, bro, Steve, you know what? You need to take care of your body, man. Take care of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, hold on now. I'm like, what are you talking about? Well, you eat too many sweets, or it could be don't drink too much. I'm not drinking. Mm-hmm. Robert will tell you that. I don't drink anything. But you're doing too much.
Right.
What you doing too much? And honey, and then, but see, my guard all the way up. Like, what you talking about? What you talking about? This, you know? Well, this is the reason why. Okay? You want to be a certain position, certain way, a certain position. This is the things that you're going to have to do, discipline yourself to get to that position. And this will discipline yourself. You have to do that to get to that position. Cut out the sweets. Cut out the cookies, the ice cream. It can't be no cut the ice cream out, but I cut the cookies, okay? I'm going to cut the ice cream out. But I'm gonna cut the cookies out and the sodas, the ice cream. I'm gonna cut my ice cream out. I'm just gonna find some way to do, you know, to use it differently. But no, these are the things. Are, you know, find what you need. Are just different ways that you need this to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
You see, constructive criticism, and you look at that person like, you know what? Maybe you're right. I've been off. Yeah, you've been off for a long. You've been off course for a long time. Okay.
Yeah.
I can do better.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can do better.
Yeah.
I can do better. But see, that's a problem. Yeah. We don't. We look at constructive criticism. You don't watch it. We look at it the wrong way. It could be like, You want this, Stevie, but this is what you're doing, Stevie, not to get it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you think I'm fat now, huh? You think I'm, no, I didn't
right.
say that. You understand? But
that.
Since you brought it up, that will lead to you being out of shape. You know what I mean? That will
right.
lead to you having health problems. That will lead to
right.
you know this getting
right.
sick. You know, but you know,
right?
Yeah.
You're smoking a cancer stick too much. Okay.
Okay.
These are my cancer sticks. Okay, but you got
mm-hmm.
you have family at home. You have people that love you.
Mm-hmm.
They care for you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And now listen, that's people out there now. Now listen, now we're not talking about anybody obesity and all everything now. We're just saying there's people out there that's 100 pounds think they overweight. Okay?
Yeah.
That's why we're that's why they have a thing called anorexia. Okay?
So
we just use a strategy of me. We're talking about Stevie, you know. And just so you gotta understand that. I had a guy tell me, he said, you want to be at this position, Stephen. He said, but you remember back you in college how you used to work out and the things you did then? I said, yeah. Well, why are you not doing it now? I thought about it, looked at him like he was crazy, looked at me like I was crazy. Nope. I was looking at him, the older gentleman, right? Older gentleman. He's a true wizard, too. I don't call his name, like, too. Older gentleman. He about this almost in his 60s, almost 7 years old. He had glasses on. And, you know, he looking at me, and I'm looking at him. He looked at me. He said that stuff. I'm like, I guess you're right, huh? Yes, I'm right. I said, you are right. And I can see the difference.
Yeah.
I can see the difference. He said, that's why you're not where you need to be, because this is what you've been doing. I'm like,
right.
I see that.
It doesn't take rocket science. It's plain and simple as ABC 1, 2, 3.
Plain and simple.
You know.
Plain and simple.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Plain and simple. It's no different. Listen. The food ain't changed back in the 20s. No food changed. 1800s. Same food. You know, people back then. You're trying to do too much. Same grilling.
Like you said, trying to do too much. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Same greens. It's called
mm-hmm.
the name now. So same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
We're doing too much now, and that's what we're getting sick. We're doing too much now. That's what we're getting sick.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Like I say, the acronym used in sales is KISS. You know, keep it simple, stupid. Keep it simple, stupid.
Keep it simple, stupid. There you go.
Yeah.
And then the first one says stop and focus your awareness on your emotions before you react. The second one is to see yourself from the critic's perspective. That's what we're talking about right now. Three, aim to separate outright rudeness from valuable feedback. Okay? Separate the rudeness.
Mm-hmm.
Separate outright rudeness from the feedback, valuable feedback. Okay,
mm-hmm.
And a lot of times it may go back and forth into a discussion, but still get the feedback. I'm gonna tell you what happened one time. Y'all came home, and I got real comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Started doing stuff around the house, and you know, hard time. That's, you know, thing about this was football. Sometimes we we're so high in level and we don't want to get back down. We have to get back down and go a different route. You never know what understand what God's perspective is. See, we forget about what other people think. We start worrying about what other people think, but understand that people don't know what God is doing for you.
Right.
Let me say it again. See,
don't.
We worry about what people think, y'all, bro. Not understanding that God has a plan for you that they don't understand.
Hello.
That they can't see. Because they're used
Hello.
To seeing what they're used to believing what they see.
Mm-hmm.
You see? That's the problem with the
mm-hmm.
world today. Kids believe what they see. Grown ups believe
mm-hmm.
what they see now. Back in the day it wasn't like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's the topic. That's the first thing going maybe up in the morning. I believe what I see. I believe it. Idiots. Okay. So what happened was we acted idiots. Idiotty. I'm going to explain the word idiot. Idiots us. That's what we do. We acted idiot. I'm going to find me a word. I'm going to put that idiot on. I'm going to find it one day. I'll figure it out. But it's true, right? Now, my brother told me, older brother came out. He said, man, what you going to do? You just around here, just you're not doing nothing. You just do something. I'm looking at him. I'm like,
yeah.
What do I need to do something? You know? He got arguing.
Yeah.
You know, I was washing the car. Actually, I think I was washing his car. I better be homeless, comfortable. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So all the way came, man, arguing at me, man, like mad at me. And I'm like, you know, he's the oldest. I'm going to listen to him. You know, I'm listening to him. Yeah, all that. He said, you ain't doing nothing around here. You just been around here for a couple of weeks, ain't not doing nothing. He said, what's your problem, man? You see, you ain't doing, like, mad. I'm looking at him like, you know what? I'm not going to hit my brother, but I said, we're going to wrestle for him. We ain't going to hit him, but we're going to wrestle him. You know what I mean? I'm going to hold on to it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm strong, just coming out from sports. I'm working, I'm strong. I said, you know what, man? I said, what you talking about? He said, man, you're not doing nothing around here. You're just sitting around here. You know, go do something. You're back at home, ain't doing nothing. And I'm like, so I argued for a little bit. Went in the house, took me, I got my truck, went down the road, went off that night for a minute, thought about it. But he was right.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't the place for me to be. See, everybody don't
right.
place to be at home. You see,
right.
everybody not made to be living in one location or to be in
yes.
a certain position. A lot of people need to move and go and they need to do other things. God has
yes.
plans for you. And that your plans may not be what the same plans where your mom and your dad is at.
Ooh.
Let me say it
yes.
again. Your plan
yes.
in life might not be where your mom and your daddy was at.
Man.
Huh?
I was just having a discussion about that earlier today, man. that's
right.
My
mom was over here. I'm gonna do the same thing my mom
yeah.
was doing. No, you don't do the same
because,
thing your mom was doing.
Yeah.
Because your mom was much stronger, and she was way ahead of you. Her outlook
mm-hmm.
for her, that was her path. She's her path for you to go farther.
Yes.
In life. Your dad
yes.
set a path for you to go farther in life, move forward. Regardless
yes.
of the head, y'all, but my older brother told me that, man. My older brother, Anthony Ray
yes.
Anderson. That's his name.
Yeah.
We got an argument, man. My brother was so doggone mad. I said, man, my brother, man, I'm not lying. I was mad. But he was right. He was right.
Uh-huh.
And he was basically telling me, putting through God's words, that we got to go home. You got to go on.
Yeah.
Okay? You got to go. And again, like I said earlier before, I forgot how I said it. I'm about to go back and listen to the show. But I said, quit worrying about what people think because God's plan is different from other people. Okay? His plan
mm-hmm.
is for you, not for everybody else. And while they're thinking and looking, debating, negotiating among you, they don't understand God's plan for you. Constructive
no.
criticism.
Yeah.
Number
yeah.
four.
Take it. Mm-hmm.
Right, number four, and I said, look for the lesson. See, we're not looking for the lesson.
Mm-hmm.
You got to look for the lesson. Behind constructive criticism, there's a lesson. And we just finished. I'm seeing a lesson. See, like you said, as long as you grow, I'm a grown man. I hear a lot of us say that, especially in the South.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
A lot of men.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm a grown man.
As long as you're living, we learn.
I'm a grown man. So if you're going to go ahead and seal yourself off, that's it. Now you're a grown man, that's it. Now you grown man, you got it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You grown
I ain't growing
man.
No more. I'm not
ain't
growing
no more.
More.
I'm out there in the desert living. I'm comfortable out here. I'm a grown man. I'm because you got some grip on you got a beard, you grown.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that you open your mind. You still have to grow. As long as you
mm-hmm.
live, you're gonna be growing, just like you said.
Yeah, you're gonna be learning.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Right, and while you're growing,
okay. mm-hmm.
you look for the lesson. You're looking for the lesson, and you get more lessons every day.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes,
that was number
indeed.
Four. Number five. Number five mm-hmm. are these steps of criticism. Tips to stop taking criticism so personally. Number five, they said, ask yourself why criticism makes you feel so insecure.
Mm.
Ask yourself why criticism makes you feel so insecure and figure out what you can do about it. And we talked about that earlier, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've been taught, a lot of us have been taught the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
So you be taught and taught the wrong way. I was taught to do it this way. Well, that's you're going the long way. That's the long way, and the wrong way. Well, how should it be done?
Mm-hmm.
Now you're getting somewhere. See, how should it be done? What should I do? Constructive criticism. Be open minded. See, that's the problem with they don't teach people. People need the first when they leave the house. First of all, you have to run your shoes, running from the devil, okay? Because you're going to have some evilness coming at you some way, somebody being negative. But you got to see when somebody, God going to bless somebody and bring it to you to give you that constructive criticism. Running shoes first and running from the devil. Then number two, open-minded. Get your mind open. Be open-minded. Okay? You know?
Yeah.
Hey, listen, not that I'm white and I'm right. Not that I'm black,
mm-hmm.
I'm right. Not that I'm
mm-hmm.
green, I'm right. Not that I'm mm-hmm. red, and I'm right. Uh-huh. I'm a professional in my sport that I'm right. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. No. I've learned just as many lessons from people that didn't achieve, accomplish certain things they were trying to accomplish in life than people that has accomplished things in life.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm? I didn't say that, did I? Did I say that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did.
Yeah. I'm telling you now. Now, workplace. Examples of constructive criticism in the workplace. It's saying, it was saying that, we touched on that. We touched on that already. I think we touched a little bit on that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me say something. It said the best way to receive negative feedback, well, it's to follow these seven steps. And these seven steps, it said, listen, actually hear
mm-hmm.
what is being said. Assume good intentions. Assume good intentions.
Mm-hmm.
Do not get defensive. Wonder Woman, Superman, and start making excuses. Oh, do we make excuses? Oh, my gosh.
Mm.
Oh, man. I think everyone on this planet today make excuses. 90% of us right now these days make excuses. It's excuses. Don't take it personally. See criticism as it helps. Okay?
Yeah,
see criticism
as it helps.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. See
mm-hmm.
criticism as help. Okay?
But once again, mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, constructive criticism. Yeah. Constructive criticism as help. Yeah, constructive criticism
mm-hmm.
as help.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times we get there and we forget. We put our guards up.
Yeah. Because
and listen. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. No, I mean, because we fight with what we get, you know. So if somebody's coming at us with love or perceived love, we're going to give them love
mm-hmm.
back. If somebody is coming at us what we perceive as, like I say, criticism or negativity, the average person is going to reciprocate that right back to the person, you know. So therefore, you have to be bigger and stronger and smarter than to, you know, it's like a double-edged sword, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You have to be,
mm-hmm.
you have to understand that, you know, you have to understand that it may not, you know, this person may not know how to get that point across. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm saying. That thought just came to my head for the simple fact that, you know, majority of the time when people say, hello, how you doing, or how you doing, or give you a compliment, you receive the compliment or you give it back, you know, versus
mm-hmm.
the opposite, you know, then you're going to give the opposite back, you know, negativity
mm-hmm.
or criticism. You ugly, well, you ugly too, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Versus somebody that has a higher understanding, like, you ugly, okay, well, thank you, you know, have a good day, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Or, well, thank you, you're beautiful, you know, because you're
right.
putting it right back out, you're putting it right back to them, you know, but flipping it on them, you know, versus,
mm-hmm.
once again, just, you know, coming at a negative with a negative, you see what I'm saying? But,
mm-hmm.
but yeah, that thought just came to my head, that's all right now.
Tell me one thing, what you had constructive criticism on. I mean, you had several things. You think of something real quick on constructive criticism.
Well, yeah, some constructive criticisms are just like kids walking around with their pants hanging low,
mm-hmm.
you know, or walking around with their shoes untied.
Mm-hmm.
I don't necessarily, you know, want to, you should tie your shoe up, young man,
mm-hmm.
you know, so you don't trip, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not talking about you, you know,
mm-hmm.
your style, but definitely your
mm-hmm.
pants, you know, you need to pull them up because don't nobody want to see your drawers, you know.
No,
I'm not talking about you, I understand it's a style, but just pull your shirt down a little bit. You can still sag, you know what I mean?
Right.
You can, it's other way, because you're trying to have it look, because if the look was just to have your drawers out, you don't need no pants on.
Right.
You know, so you can just walk around with your drawers if that's what you wanted to do. But you can still, you know, I'm criticizing you constructively a little bit, you know,
mm-hmm.
to the point to where I'm showing you how to still rock your style, but in a way that is not offending anybody or is not portraying you as certain other things. You know, you can still sag,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Just pull your shirt down a little bit. You know what I mean? Just pull your shirt down a little bit. Or, you know, or, hey, Stevie, man,
mm-hmm.
that route right there, you know, the last route that you ran,
mm-hmm.
or the last,
mm-hmm.
you know, the last thing that you wrote up on the board, when you forgot
right.
an F on it, you know?
Right.
Because now it's not plural. Like what you're trying
right.
to get it to be is still singular. Oh, you know what, y'all, bro? You're right. You're right. I appreciate
right.
that. Let me
yeah.
go change that right quick. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Versus once again, like I say, you know, or I could be the opposite. Just be like, hey,
mm-hmm.
nah, I'm gonna just let my man go up there and write something the wrong way and just sit back and laugh.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And talk about him. You know what I mean? On the back end, you know, versus, hey,
yeah.
come in, let me help you
yeah.
out right quick. Oh, man, I appreciate that, man. I wonder what everybody
right.
was laughing at. You know what I mean? I appreciate
right.
that, man. You know what I mean? Versus like, oh, man, you're just trying to correct me, man. You always think you're right all the time. You
right.
know, okay, leave it up there like that. You know what
right.
leave it up there wrong.
The unfortunate thing, and everybody that's on this planet that's living, Laughing will catch up with you.
For the wrong reason, you know what I mean? Because it's a healer, you know? Yeah, because it's definitely a healer, you know what I mean? Laughter is definitely a healer, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people ask me that all the time. When I'm smiling on them, I'm like, to offset my frowns, you know, or to offset some other stuff, you know, some tears or some anger, you know, I choose to laugh to offset it, you know what I mean? But I'm laughing with you, not at you.
Right. For your listeners, that's All Pro Ryan Yarbrough. Yeah. Hey, you know what?
Look here. I wouldn't be there and tell people this all the time that don't necessarily know our relationship. I wouldn't be half the person that I am if I didn't bump into my main man, Stevie, because once again, although we, you know, are a year apart, you like a big brother, you know, that I never had because I'm the oldest, you know, and where I grew up at, you know, once again, I was the oldest in the house, but I was the youngest on the street. And people, you know, would pull me to the side, you know, and sometimes I was not coming from where I was coming from, okay, not coming from Wyoming and doing what I had did there. You know, I wasn't used to somebody telling me what to do all the time, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But when I got, you know, when I got to where, you know, with you, you know, I took everything constructively, you know what I mean? It wasn't a whole lot of criticism, but it's like, hey, man, come do this or come do that. Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Okay, cool, because I know you ain't trying to send me off, you know, like certain other people or certain other situation maybe. Okay, I'm going to listen to my man, you know what I mean, because that's my man right there, you know.
That's
I'm going to listen to him. Come on, let's do these heels. Come on,
back.
Let's do this quick footwork. Let's do this quick footwork. Let's do this. All right, bet. Come on. You know what I mean? Come on. Let's do it, you know.
Mm-hmm. And that's where we have to be, vice versa. Yeah, well, you helped me so many ways, too, the same way. You back, you know, like street-wise, you grew up in the city. I was country boy, and I'm thinking about a country boy, we get too comfortable. We trust everybody. That's our problem. You let me know, like, wait a minute. Now, you out here. You out here, now you too comfortable. Pay attention. I'm like, okay, my bad, okay. I got you now. Yeah,
true. Oh, yeah.
But
for
your listeners, that's All Pro Yarbrough, Ryan Yarbrough. Yarbrough, you can go and close it out, man. And for your listeners, I'm glad. Hope you guys enjoyed the show and you got some positive information from constructive criticism. Yarbrough.
Yeah. Constructive criticism, as we all know, and as we touched on throughout the show, is for the betterment of self. It's not what we say is criticism, it's constructive criticism. Constructive criticism can be the opposite, putting people down and making them feel less than self. But constructive criticism is the type of criticism that we all should listen to, because regardless of where it's coming from, we need to absorb it first and not react like most people do and get defensive. We need to accept it, dissect it, and put it into our hearts and put it into our mind and use it for the betterment of us. Because like I've said a couple of times, and I always give credit to where credit is due, and it's to my grandmother, as long as we are living, we are learning. So as long as we're here, we can continue to better ourselves by trusting some of the people that give us this constructive criticism, because that's where it's coming from. So from this day forward, think before we react all the time, because it is not always a negative thing that somebody is saying to you that's trying to correct it. So in the meantime, until we speak again or until you're on the line with me and Stevie, I want you to have a wonderful rest of the evening, wonderful rest of the week, and continue to love yourself and pass on love to others that need it.
Good night.
Out. Peace.